What was I? Still a human being? Or was I the
podcaster
of the future? If there were other bursts of
deadpan,
other clouds drifting across seas and continents, would other
deadpanites
follow me into this vast new world? So close, the infinitesimal and the infinite. But suddenly I knew they were really the two ends of the same
podcast.
The unbelievably small and the unbelievably vast eventually meet, like the closing of a gigantic circle. I looked up, as if somehow I would grasp the
deadpan.
The universe, worlds beyond number, God's silver tapestry spread across the night. And in that moment, I knew the answer to the riddle of the infinite. I had thought in terms of man's own limited dimension. I had presumed upon nature that existence begins and ends is man's conception, not nature's. And I felt my body dwindling, melting, becoming
deadpan.
My fears melted away, and in their place came acceptance. All this vast majesty of
Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast.
It had to mean something. And then I meant something too. Yes, smaller than the smallest, I meant something too. To God, there is no zero. I still exist.
Greetings and welcome to Deadpan number 133. I'm your host, Jack Mangan, a.k.a. Kermit the Frog, Bobcat Goldthwait, Jenna Jameson, Bjork, Hamlet, Ozzy Osbourne, or Darth Maul. All the news here is the same as it was in episode number 132. Deadpan Gathering, Labor Day weekend. In Arizona, find a way to be there. The voicemail line is still 206-350-TOMI, 206-350-8664. The email is still sphericaljackm@gmail.com. And you are still deadpan, and this is no longer intro babble.
The road to salvation is paved with good deeds. The road to hell is paved with good intentions. Down the road is paved with good corpses. Join us in a free podcast novel that lets the audience decide the character's fate. In a world where destinies are controlled by living maps, and dust storms can eat your lover as you hold them in your arms, Alice must find the balance between love and vengeance, and between salvation and satisfaction.
Are the voices in my head trying to help me or kill me? They won't stop, and they keep growing louder.
Take part in the madness before it's too late. Down the Road is part of the 12 Volt Theater Podcast. Just go to jackjaffe.com, JACKJAFFEE.com, or look up Jack Jaffe in iTunes.
Yeah. You're a starfucker, 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 star. A starfucker, 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 star. A starfucker, 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 star. Yeah, I heard about your Polaroids. Now that's what I call obscene. Your tricks with fruit was kinda cute. I bet you keep your pussy clean. Honey, I miss your two-tone kisses, legs wrapped around me tight. If I ever get back to New York, girl, gonna make you scream all night. Yeah, you're a star fucker, star fucker, star fucker, star fucker, star. Yeah, star fucker, star fucker, star fucker, star fucker, star. A star fucker, star fucker, star fucker, star. Yeah, Ally McGraw got mad with you for giving head to Steve McQueen. You and me, we made a pretty pair falling through the silver screen. Honey, I'm open to anything. I don't know where to draw the line. Yeah, I'm making bets that you're gonna get John Wayne before he dies. Yeah, you're a star fucker, star fucker, star fucker, star fucker, star. Yeah, star fucker, star fucker, star fucker, star fucker, star. A star fucker, star fucker, star fucker, star fucker, star. Yeah, star fucker, star fucker, star fucker, star fucker, star. Yes, you are. Give us a kiss.
Greetings, Deadpan. This is the Computer King with some dirty lyrics. Leave it to the king to bring the prince with Darling Nikki. I knew a girl named Nikki. I guess you could say she was a sex fiend. I met her in a hotel lobby, masturbating with a magazine. She said, "How'd you like to waste some time?" And I could not resist when I saw little Nikki grind. She took me to her castle, and I just couldn't believe my eyes. She had so many devices, everything that money could buy. She said, "Sign your name on the dotted line." The lights went out, and Nikki started to grind. The castle started spinning, or maybe it was my brain. I can't tell you what she did to me, but my body will never be the same. Her lovin' will kick your behind. She'll show you no mercy, but she'll show enough, show you how to grind. I woke up the next morning. Nikki wasn't there. I looked all over. All I found was a phone number on the stairs. It said, "Thank you for a funky time. Call me up whenever you want to grind."
The best way to take our minds off the smell of burning flesh is to begin tonight.
Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast.
I'm sorry.
So my many thanks to those of you who voted on the SurveyMonkey poll to choose Flash Gordon, 1981 at least, as our next Deadpan Palooza item of study. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, then you're probably new around here, and I'm not going to explain it here. So check out the comments boards or even send me an email. I'll tell you all about it. Anyway, I have another SurveyMonkey idea for you. And actually, it seemed, it may have been funnier in concept than in execution, but we'll see. Hopefully you guys can have some fun with this. It's not actually about Flash Gordon. It's about another old sci-fi movie. It's about the movie 2001. Which, yes, it's a brilliant movie with wonderful music and performances and directions. Very inspired, very deep movie. It's also very slow and confusing at times and strange. And did I mention slow? So I've decided that we should try to pull our heads together and come up with ways to make 2001 a more fun, livelier cinematic experience. So we'll have 8 different ways that we can do this. First, who should replace Dave Bowman? You know, the main character, Dr. Dave Bowman, the astronaut. Should be Kermit the Frog, Bobcat Goldthwait, Jenna Jameson, Bjork, Hamlet, Ozzy Osbourne, or Darth Maul. Should we replace Dave's 4 doomed astronaut companions with Ann Coulter, Rush Limbaugh, Bill O'Reilly, and Sean Hannity? John Paul, George, and Ringo? Moe, Larry, Curly, and Shemp? John Cleese, Eric Idle, Michael Palin, and Graham Chapman. Hannibal, Face, B.A. Baracus, and Howlin' Mad Murdoch. Or just 4 zombies. We should replace HAL, the HAL 9000 supercomputer. Should it be the MCP from Tron? An iPhone? Bender? Keanu Reeves? A Commodore 64? Or Annie Wilkes? You know, Kathy Bates in Misery. Remember the monoliths? Replace them with police boxes, Oscar Mayer Wienermobiles, giant D20s, bunch of Starbucks, basketball hoops, or of course, floating Zardoz heads.
This is SB, aka Smooth Like Butter. You're listening to Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast. This right here is the gayest fucking thing you've ever spent 20 seconds listening to. Anybody who likes it is a homo. Deadpan is the fucking way.
It's like butter. It's like butter, baby.
Hello, Deadpan. This is Amy Bowen, aka the Deadpan Ambassador. Today was the AmeriCorps graduation luncheon, and I would like to share with you the contents of my graduation gift bag. This isn't really an unboxing recording because I already opened it and looked at everything, but here's what's in it. We've got a very nice certificate already in a frame with a gold embossed AmeriCorps logo seal. It says Certificate of National Service. In recognition of your commitment to our communities and our country and your successful completion of service as a member of AmeriCorps. Presented to Amy Bowen. I really wish they'd put Amelia, but oh well. Awarded this day, July 24th, that's the official last day, in the year 2009. Signed by my director.
Everyone, this is Chris from the Jesus Geeks, and you are listening to Jack Mangan's Deadpan.
Who should redo the musical score? Should it be Queen? Paris Hilton? Two Live Crew? Yngwie J. Malmsteen? 70s era Pink Floyd? Slayer? Or Richard O'Brien? Replace the primates in the beginning of 2001 with Amish, Tribbles, the Detroit Red Wings, Hobbits, baseball mascots, the Borg, Smurfs, or Jenna Jameson. Change the line, "My God, it's full of stars," to "My God, it's full of Cheese Whiz," "My God, it's full of spam," Otisburg, "I want to fuck you like an animal. All your base are belong to us. I can has cheeseburger. Error 404, file not found. Welcome to Walmart," or "Charlie Brown, you blockhead." And finally, change the ending of 2001. If you remember, it just kind of ends with him flying into the monolith and then seeing all the stars everywhere and then waking up in a white room in a bed. So change the ending to Dave gets into a glowing car and flies around the city. Dave wakes up in that bed and immediately gets hacked to death by Freddy Krueger. Dave emerges from the monolith back at his regular job in the houseware section at S-Mart. Dave wakes up in that strange bed with a bloody horse's head under his sheets. Dave wakes up in that bed with Jenna Jameson next to him. Or the Nazi bad guys get into the monolith before Dave, but then all their faces melt off. There will be a SurveyMonkey link on the site. If you want to play, you can go and take like 2 minutes to take the survey and help us to determine how to make 2001 A Space Odyssey more lively for 2001.2. And you can also, on all 8 of the questions, you'll be able to add your own ideas. And the survey will close at midnight on at the end of the day at midnight on Tuesday, August 4th. And the next day, whether it's an unshow or a regular deadpan, we'll tabulate the results.
You are listening to Jack Mangan's Deadpan. We are Deadpan. Deadpan is the way.
This is more bad lyric theater. Your butt is mine. Gonna take you right. Just show your face in broad daylight. I'm telling you on how I feel. Gonna hurt your mind. Don't shoot to kill. Come on, come on. Lay it on me, all right. I'm giving you on count of three to show your stuff, or let it be. I'm telling you, just watch your mouth. I know your game, what you're about. Well, they say the sky's the limit, and to me that's really true. But my friend, you have seen nothing. Just wait till I get through. Because I'm bad, I'm bad. Come on. Bad, bad. Really, really bad. You know I'm bad. I'm bad. You know it. Bad, bad. Really, really bad. You know I'm bad. I'm bad. Come on, you know. Bad, bad. Really, really bad. And the whole world has to answer right now, just to tell you once again, who's bad.
He's a freak of nature, but we love him so. He's a freak of nature, but we let him go. I got stopped by a lady cop in my automobile. She said, get out and spread your legs. And then she tried to cop a feel. That cop, she was all dressed in blue. Was she pretty? Boy, I'm telling you. She stuck my butt with her big black stick. I said, what's up? Now suck my dick. Like a ram getting ready to jam the lamb, she whimpered just a little when she felt my hand on her crotch so very warm. I could feel her getting wet through her uniform. Propping her up on the black and white, unzipped and slipped. Ooh, that's tight. I swatted her like no SWAT team can, turn a cherry pie right into jam. Sir Psycho, yeah, he's the man that I met one time. Sir Psycho, yeah, he's the man that left me blind. Sir Psycho, yeah, he's the man, he's the man, he's the man. Hello, young woman that I love, pretty punk rock mama that I'm thinking of. Hold me naked, if you will, in your arms and your legs and your pussy. I'd kill to be with you, to kiss with you. I do miss you. I love you. Lay me down. Descending waves of graceful pleasure, for your love there is no measure. Her curves they bend with subtle splendor. Now I lay me down to sleep, I pray the funk will make me freak. If I should die before I wake, allow me, Lord, to rock out naked. Bored by the ordinary time to take a trip, calling up a little girl with a bull whip. Lickety-split, go snap, snap, girl getting off all in my lap. The tallest tree, the sweetest sap, blowing my ass right off the map. Ooh, and it's nice out here. I think I'll stay for a while. This has been Sir Psycho Sexy by the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Jack Mangan rules. Yeah, that's all I have to say. Still up in Milwaukee. See ya.
The word is out. You're doing wrong. Gonna lock you up before too long. Your lion eyes gonna take you right. So listen up. Don't make a fight. Your talk is cheap. You're not a man. You're throwing stones to hide your hand. But they say the sky's the limit, and to me that's really true. And my friends, you have seen nothing. Just wait till I get through. Because I'm bad. I'm bad. Come on. Bad, bad. Really, really bad. You know I'm bad. I'm bad. You know it. Bad, bad. Really, really bad. You know I'm bad. I'm bad. You know it. You know. Bad, bad. Really, really bad. And the whole world has to answer right now, just to tell you once again, just to tell you once again, who's bad?
Let's see. Bunch of tissue paper. Book titled Do What You Are, which is a guide to career hunting and career choices based on your Myers-Briggs type indicator personality type, which we did earlier in the year. I was really, really excited about this one because I was not expecting it at all, and it was recommended to us earlier in the year. Black t-shirt that says AmeriCorps alums on it in red. A card from my supervisors that says, you deserve it. Thanks for making a difference this year, Amy. Or, actually, that's what it says inside. The front says, congratulations. flyer reminding me about the benefits of the AmeriCorps alums organization. And an AmeriCorps alums lapel pin. That's it for the contents of my graduation gift bag. Hi, this is Amy again. I actually have an addition to my contents of my graduation gift bag, file. I just opened up the plastic wrap that the t-shirt was in, and it says, it's a black t-shirt, it says AmeriCorps alums in red on the front, and it has the AmeriCorps alums logo on the left sleeve. I thought that was really clever, because all of the regular t-shirts for AmeriCorps members have the AmeriCorps logo on the right sleeve. So AmeriCorps alums moving it to the left is kind of like moving your tassel from one side of your hat to the other when you graduate from a school. I thought that was really clever and a nice touch. Okay, that's it.
You are listening to Jack Mangan's podcast show. Deadpan is the way.
Hey, Deadpan, this is Andrea. I was, Hugh and I have been watching the cheesy old Batman shows, the really campy Batman, and we were just watching one and we found this. I hope this works. Hold on.
Riddle number one. What do you find in a kitchen cabinet that is not alive? I suppose, sir, that in the cabinet of a properly run kitchen, one would find nothing whatever alive.
Albert's right, Batman. In a clean kitchen cabinet, everything should be dead.
Did knives, did forks, did spoons?
There's pots, there's pans.
Deadpan! Big pardon, sir. Don't you see, Alfred, it fits right in with the criminal theme. Deadpans, like those comics you see used in the old silent films. Deadpan expressions.
Riddler's telling us the next one's going to be a great deadpan caper.
Ah, yes. Most ingenious. Now.
I hope that came through. All right, that's it. Bye.
You ready?
Where's he?
Jack Mangan.
Dominican.
Deadpan.
Deadpan.
Podcast?
Podcast.
Hi, Deadpan. I don't know if this qualifies as a dumbass memory because it happened 5 minutes ago. So, I mean, I guess it's in the past. But actually, do you know that if you are in the parking lot of LA Fitness, walking to your car, and suddenly discover that there's a bee in your hair, and you jump around screaming bloody murder, trying to get the bee out of your hair because you're freaking out that there's a bee in your hair, and then the bee flies out of your hair after a good 2 minutes of shaking your hair, and then it dive bombs you and attacks you, and you're screaming. Did you know that people will absolutely not take any notice of a crazy woman screaming in a parking lot? I just thought I found that interesting. It probably seemed like it was like 2 or 3 minutes long, but either way, it didn't sting me. And I do feel like a complete idiot.
Tonight you can do me the honor of christening my forks. Forks?
All right, there's actually only one Greasy Spoon comment to be read this week. Only one. And maybe it wasn't exactly 100% random. CJ says, and in case you are wondering, I did find it by Googling, quote, Dan Aykroyd penis nose, close quote. All right, I guess it's been a show. It's been an episode. Did run through a bunch of content. There is some stuff left over for the next one, but your stuff is welcome. Again, the contact info, voicemail, 206-350-TOMI, 206-350-8664, or the email address is SphericalJack at gmail.com. Or jack@jackmangan.com also works. All right, thank you for listening to Deadpan. Thank you for contributing stuff. I don't feel like I say that often enough. Your contributions are greatly appreciated, so thank you to everyone who has sent me stuff. And I don't know if I have anything left to say. I will not be coming back after the music. Good night, cow jumping over the moon.
Did knives, did forks, did spoon?
There's pots, dead pans.
Dead pans! Big pardon, sir.
Go answer the 2001.2 poll.